Okay. Now, Neufest Titeufnos Kala. Sweetness, like Neufest is, is almost like Titeufnos should come out of your lips, Kala. Dvash v'cholov tachas l'shoinech, you have both honey and milk under your lip, under your tongue. V'reach salmoi sayich, and the reach of your begotten is k'reach levon. So what's the sweetness? What's the reach? What's going on? Kibatari yesh pardes. The going is always very busy. That soydos of Torah is really the sweetness of Torah. It's really the depth. Brings out the tremendous sweetness. So that's this paradise. So the soid is the neufis, is the sweet. Tetovness of soisayach kala. Dvash v'cholov. What's dvash v'cholov? Dvash v'cholov is remez and drush. Remez and drush. By the way, so what's the difference between remez and drush? Remez is the concept of being meramis to something else, other than it's taken as a mashal. Remez is when you could, like, you say for Yonah. The whole parish of the Gra and Sefer Yonah is up derech remez. Right. It's not drush. Drush is when you see more in the words. You darshan in the words. You darshan in the tagging. You take out lessons from lessons. But the
Remez is a mashal.
Remez makes it into a mashal. Yeah, it's a different idea. So dvash v'cholov is the remez and drush. Ki remez hu mosuk mitvash. Remez v'drush hu shomein me'oid. Shemarichim hu mechavra halacha. L'chein nikra. So dvash, it's a level of sweetness. It's not as sweet as neifes. So the remez is sweet. Right? The sweetness is that, like, whoa, there's something in here that I didn't notice. Right? So there's a certain sweetness to that. And chalav is a certain, it's fatty. Fatty is like, I don't know what it means exactly, but it's marchiv, it expands. I don't think he just means it expands your pants, Mustafa, but I don't know exactly what he means. It's something about chalav that's marchiv. And the drash expands on the halacha. It makes that the pasuk didn't just include. Right, like I just had this morning. I don't believe it. Right? Lishmar, the Torah says when you give something to a shomer, lishmar v'loy likroya, lishmar v'loy la'abed. He was making new halachas out of the drash. V'reach salmei sayich is the pshat Torah. So that's the lavush. So it's salmei sayich. It's the begadim. V'reach and it's the reach.
So what are we talking about?
Again,
We're discussing different ways to expound
we're
the
talking
Torah.
about how beautiful Klal Yisrael is that we have access to the, we learn Torah in these four different ways, right? And as usual, Reach is that siman of the item which is on the outside. Reach is never getting into the inside.
It's funny, this is considered a beauty of Klal Yisrael when the beauty is actually Torah.
Right, but he's talking about the Kala, your experience in Torah is this way. That's the Torah. So now the going says another T phrase. So Reach is always that thing which is on the outside. Reach is always that thing which is on the outside. It's never on the inside. Okay? Reach is not on the inside. Reach stays on the outside. So Remez is Pshat. Reach is Pshat. Right? As opposed to Remez Drush Mitzoyed, which is Tifer. Now, now the Gemara says another thing, that in Pshat, Remez, and Drush, in each one of them, there's a Bechina of Soid, apparently. There's Soid in Pshat, there's Soid in Remez, and there's Soid in Drush. I don't know.
Like serious.
What? Right, it sounds like there's Malchus, Chesed, etc. What's the Leimar? Neufis. Shamosuk, Kwai Neufis. to toughness of society. Was that kai al halacha shomer mipeh? Dvash v'chalav zeh odrash as a shoynich. V'riach samosayach is the levosh kerech levonu. I don't know what he added here at the end. Okay, this is the beauty of Torah. Then comes the next pasuk, makes it a little more complicated. Gan no'ol achosichal, gal no'ol mayan chosun. And it's the, again, the chosun praising the kala that she's sanua, she's no'ol, ashen tznius b'nei so, she ain't prutzes marai, says Rashi. She pointed to the tznius, that they're gan no'ol, they're locked, right? Their Pesach is locked in front of the umay sa'olam. Gal no'ol, yesha parshal ashen mayan. So you symbolize a locked up gan, and you symbolize a locked up gal. Okay.
What's a gal? A pile?
A gal is a ma'ayon. Gumay, gulais aliyos in Sefer Yeshua. It's Rashi.
So we're now going with the gal of the of Yaakov and Lavan, which is the pile of stones.
I don't know yet.
Okay.
The point is, yeah, it's somehow it's a gal is a mayan of some sort, and that's the point. That's what's going on here. Okay, now it says the Gra, Pirsh, ki b'Torah shebekhtav hu Tanach, b'zeh shem gan no'ol hu Torah shebahen. Nun gimel sedarim, who know the oil. How many parshas are there, Shia?
And where? Parshas. Like a page?
No.
Oh.
Gracious voice.
Oh, gracious is 12. I'm just going to, he's not about to say.
I agree. What? Yeah, he says 53. I'm trying to figure out if he's referring to the parshas that we know of. I knew he says 53. I'm trying to figure out if he
yeah, no, just 12. That's fine.
There's 12, right?
Okay. Gracious 12.
Ikra has 10.
34.
And you can't remember. Dvarim has
11.
Dvarim has 11. Yeah.
From his mother. 45.
And how many does Bamidbar have?
10.
So
maybe it's
43 plus 53. 10 is 53. What do we say? 43?
45. We're up to 45, I think. Did you get it wrong?
Well, 12.
Okay, fine. Basically, it works.
maybe he counts the Matis Matis.
Right, could be counting somebody else's place.
I mean, we're not saying, I just said, and shoot.
12, 12, 10, 10. 24 plus 20 is 44.
That's 11. 10 and 11.
Okay, so I don't know exactly, but he says it's a gun. So he says it's 43.
53 then.
53, not 55. And he says that's gan noel. The Torah is a gan noel. It's very locked up.
What are we coming out 54?
We came out 54. 55. We have to combine two parashas. Some of Eilach,
basically. Akkude.
Huh? Yeah, okay, no.
You guys should.
Yeah, nah.
That's why it's Sasso. That's why I said.
Yesh Amar, Gulais Ilais, Gulais Tachdash, and Nevim Rishonim, and Nevim Rachonim, Mayan Chosum Uksuvim. So, Gal, no, Gan, Gan, no, a lacht of Gan is Tershav Ksav, Chomish. Gal, no, is Nevim. And Mayan Chosom is the Ksuvim, meaning that I gave over, says a Kodesh Baruch Hu, I gave over a locked safer. It's impossible to really understand it. Right? So,
it means Tanakh in general?
Yeah.
But then we say, didn't you say that Umasa Ilma have a Shaykh is to.
Yeah, but he's saying it's not all from getting, it's not all from understanding the soil, Hagufa. He's saying it's connected to what I was saying before, that the Torah is locked up. I would say maybe to expand on the Gra, is that Torah only became like active. Turtle only became shaykh to be dealt with because Tersh HaBaPeh. And Tersh HaBaPeh is Klal Yisrael's contribution, essentially. Right? Like the Beis Halevi says, that the Talmud Chacham is the cloth for the Tersh HaBaPeh. So he's talking about how there is no Torah without Klal Yisrael. Because Tersh B'Ksav is a locked sefer, so it's a sefer chosom ad me'oid. It's not shaykh to really deal with it the way it is. Memela, that's what he's saying. The Klal Yisrael is that I gave you a locked sefer and you turned it into something. Okay, the next pasuk, which is towards the end of the already again towards the end of the fourth paragraph, is a little bit complicated. We'll just start it. Shalachayich. Pardes Rimoinim, Im Perimigodim, you are, Shalachayich is your land, like a Beis HaShlochim, like your irrigated lands, are Pardes Rimoinim, are a orchard of pomegranate trees, Im Perimigodim, with delicious fruit, Kfarim Im Nirodim. Which means, as Rashi touch it, mini besamim. Okay, so kfarim im nerodim.
Kfarim and nerodim are different types of besamim.
Different types of besamim, and it's all growing from this orchard. So the shalachayich, the pardes rimayim, and the prima godim, says the goyin is referring to the tarshe ba'al peh. So the first part is you have water, you have galnol, and you have stuff which is chosom completely tarshe b'ksav, and you have pardes rimonin, the peiris, amamish, blossoming, unbelievable. You could go satiate yourself with this delicious fruit and smell beautifully, and everything's amazing. And that can be tarshe about that. But we have to touch up exactly what's pardes rimonin, what's prima godim, what's each thing. But the concept is that it's going to be referring to tarshe about that. Okay, for example, Pardes Yimonim who are Mishnah, Kumayar Pardes, Shein Shem Dvarim Bilti Tzirichim, Shkol Esav Esav Hu Letzarech, Ken HaMishnah Kol Dibu Duru Bifnei Atzmai. Apparently in a Pardes room, a Pardes, the space is very, very well allocated. Because it's very aligned. It's not just a wild forest. Pardes, it's exactly 6 inches apart, and every space is exactly the way it's supposed to be. It's very, very, you ever been to those places?
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, down to the inch. So he says that's what Mishnayos are like. Every word is exact, precise, exactly what it's supposed to be, and it's exactly in the right spot, and it's coming to teach me something very specific. So that's an example. Okay, we'll get into it tomorrow, Mr. Shem. Okay.